Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. For today's episode, it is just me, Delaney, and if you watched last week's episode, then you would know that I will be sharing my three New Year's resolutions. So first of all, happy 2021. I don't know about you guys, but I am so excited for 2021. I don't know, I just feel like this year is so much more positive than 2020. Like, I know that a pandemic doesn't just go away with a new year, and circumstances will probably be the same in 2021, but I just feel like everyone has a much more positive outlook on life, and everyone's more willing to get the things that they want under the circumstances that we are in. I just feel like it's going to be a good year despite everything else going on in the world. But with that being said, my three resolutions. So normally I don't do resolutions. A few years ago, I just decided to stop doing resolutions just because I'm a very impatient and impulsive person. So I never follow through or fulfill my resolutions after like 2 weeks. So I was just like, you know what, just don't do resolutions and you'll be happier. But this year, the ones that I've chosen, I've realized that like these are things that I've already been working on. So they're not much of New Year's resolutions, rather just things that I probably will finally succeed in 2021. So my first one will be finally making the jump and going vegetarian. I don't eat any dairy products. Well, I do eat dairy in things, but I do not eat like dairy products by themselves. I don't drink milk or eat yogurt. And also, I cut out red meat. Ham and beef are completely out of my diet since 2018. I only eat, chicken and sometimes turkey. And occasionally I'll have a crab or shrimp. I do not eat fish though. I don't like fish. But other than that, like, I really don't eat meat. So it's like, why not just be vegetarian? I've been working towards it since 2018, but I'm just afraid to be vegetarian. But you know what? It's time to not be afraid anymore and just live my life and try to be the best healthy me that I can and live the lifestyle that I want to live. And that leads me into my second resolution, which is to grow more into myself. And that has kind of like a sub-resolution, which is to grow more into my spirituality. I really want to learn more about astrology and crystals and really educate myself about its history and Hinduism and Buddhism. I want to do yoga more this year. And yeah, I want to get back into the Bible, but I want to look at it in a different light than I had in the past. I feel like the church and the Christian church is really warped in American culture, well, in culture abroad too. But I just want to have like my own understanding of the Bible and God and Jesus and, you know, have my own walk with them. And I think that is very possible in 2021 since I will still be home. Since school is not in session. Well, it is in session. I will still be a full-time student, but we'll be home. And then my third one, I don't even know if I have a third one, honestly. Oh, I guess I do. I want to try and expand my clothing, and experiment more in the way that I dress. I want to really pop out in 2021 and like try new things in what I wear and feel good about what I wear. I feel like in the past, I've always been afraid to like dress how I really wanted to because I wanted to fit in with societal standards. But I don't really go anywhere ever. I just stay home because we're in a global pandemic. So like no one's going to see me in my clothes. So this is the perfect time to really get comfortable in wearing the things that I want to wear that might not be acceptable or appropriate in other people's wardrobes, if that makes sense. Not that I'm gonna dress like immodest, even though that's okay if you want to. Like, I wanna dress kind of crazy. I kind of wanna dress like an emo goth queen sometimes. And sometimes I just wanna dress like a Polly Pocket princess. You know, it doesn't even matter what I wanna dress like. I just wanna dress like whatever I wanna dress like. And I don't want other people's opinions. And that's the biggest thing. I just want to focus on myself and how I feel and how I can benefit the lives of others. So hopefully this made sense. I'm realizing that I need Maya to help me stay on track in conversations. I do go off on tangents and then I forget what I'm supposed to be talking about. But that is the attention deficit order that I do have. It's like a joke, but it's not funny, but it is funny. Anyways, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Thank you so much for listening. I helped you guys find a new resolution for yourself or inspired you in some way. If not, that's cool too. Thank you so much for listening. Please, I was gonna say subscribe, but this isn't YouTube. Please share this podcast and give us a like if you can. Or actually, rate us on Apple Podcasts, because when you rate us and give us like 5 stars, or even 4 stars, or even 3 stars, or 1 stars if you hate us, we get put out to more people and more people are able to find us. But thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Happy 2021. Bye.